It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio, as always, on Friday mornings by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. And we recommend date night activities for folks to get out and see and do and enjoy. I had a really good one last night. We went to a university place and saw a rock concert, which is such a pre-2020 thing to say.
Oh, man. You know what would be even weirder to do? Go to University Place and see, like, hip-hop on a Thursday?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We could do that next Thursday.
Segway.
Because the Tracks Music Series is moving into hip-hop with Kazi Four Letters and Rowdy.
Oh, man. That is a show that is not to be missed.
Almost as if you knew it was coming.
No. How could I possibly know?
Oh, man. But that was a really good show.
It was great.
Yeah.
I occasionally will come to your work adjacent events and put a token appearance in,
right,
disappear, and go to a nearby bar
or
restaurant.
Yeah, you stayed for this one.
I stayed the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is a ringing endorsement. I also was worried that Susan Brown would catch me sneaking away and would say, "Brad Bednar, you get back here."
Yeah, she would do that.
Yeah, she would.
And then while you're walking back, she would sneak away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as one of the two of us is in a space, the event is official.
100% is what would happen. So, yeah, so the Tracks Music Series is going on. Another thing that's going on this week is Negroni Week.
Oh, man, speaking of segues,
right?
I don't know how you and I fell in love with the Negroni, because I think it's a divisive cocktail.
It was during Negroni Week.
But it was during Negroni Week, and, like, as I tell it, it was Durham 2016.
Picture it. Durham 2016. The war had not yet begun.
We were at Mothers and Sons in downtown Durham, looking at posters of Italian people sipping Amaro and heard about the Negroni during Negroni Week, and now it's our most cherished tradition.
It's a really fun, simple cocktail.
Yeah.
It's gin, Campari, and vermouth. You mix them together equal parts, and there you go.
Yeah,
there are infinite variations on it.
There definitely is, like, an infamous story, like, amongst our friend group of when our friend Sylvia went to the Alton Brown show. And he had, like, the cocktail wheel, because he said, hey, you know, you can make a great classic cocktail with any spirit, like a certain type of, like, fruit and a certain type of, like, bonus stuff.
This turns out to be a lie.
Yeah, yeah. He invited somebody up on stage to do, like, the wheel of cocktails. And I don't remember the third thing, because I remember the first two were tequila and pickle juice.
Doesn't matter what the third thing is.
Does not matter what the third thing
is. The third thing, if I remember correctly, did not help.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, not possible.
No.
Unless it was a ticket away from that show.
It was not a ticket away from that show.
But
putting pickle juice on the wheel is already just inviting disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't see too many pickle juice cocktails.
You don't. Probably could not have a pickle Negroni, but if there was a cocktail, it would work for its Negronis, because it's great. And a lot of local restaurants, like, whether it's Negroni Week or not, have good Negronis on the menu.
So I should mention that Negroni Week is also an opportunity for restaurants to give back to good causes. So restaurants, and this is all over the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, all over, like, beyond the U.S., because Campari does this, and they're an Italian company. So restaurants will make a specialty Negroni for Negroni Week. They'll put it on the menu. If you order it, you get it, you drink it, you enjoy it, and then part of the proceeds from the sale will go to some great cause or other, depending on what the bar wants to, or restaurant wants to give it to.
Yeah, so, I mean, going back to, like, restaurants that you can go to and have a dinner or maybe just drinks, Mother and Sons is where you and I kind of fell in love with it. Right around the corner, we're going to make a special shout out to our friend Scott, who works at the bar.
Hi, Scott.
Mateo.
Mateo's very good.
You can go, and they have a lot of different vermouths. They have a lot of different Campari adjacent things. So if you wanted to do Campari or Chinar or what have you, you could. all the gins in the world.
Tell him we sent you.
Tell him we sent you. He'll go, oh, Brad and Aaron, we know them. And then he probably won't double charge you for your drink.
Probably not.
Yeah, there's a Brad and Aaron tax.
So, okay, so we're talking about good places to get Negronis for Negroni Week. Both of those places are in downtown Durham. What is the best Negroni in Chapel Hill Carbaro?
Ooh, that is challenging. I have a answer.
Hawthorne and Wood is kind of our go-to.
Yeah, I have two that are not Hawthorne and Wood because at a certain point in time, people are going to be tired of me talking about the same place. So I'm gonna throw one out there. I have another answer
okay.
that I'm gonna save for you because I think it's the easier one. Oxock, Orange County Social Club,
yeah,
in Carrboro, right down by Acme and the bank that's there. Couple great things about it. One is they are taking all the COVID precautions super seriously and have reopened and recently closed their indoor space accordingly to make sure that everybody is super safe.
So you gotta go outside.
Super healthy, so you're outside. If you smoke, you can actually smoke outside in their little smoking patio. Otherwise, you can just duck through the smoking area and sit in a very nice internal garden and enjoy a very reasonably priced, very tasty Negroni. The other place I'm thinking of is...
Beltry?
Yes!
Hey! Because Oxock was going to be my go-to.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about Beltry.
Also in Carrboro.
Yep.
It's around every corner.
Yeah,
It's right around the corner from that, you know, intersection at the confluence of Chapel Hill and Carrboro where Merritt Mill, Franklin Street, and Brewer Lane converge on each other, and Franklin Street is in the process of curving around and becoming Main Street in Carrboro, and no one knows what the heck is going on when you get to that intersection, whether you're a pedestrian or a biker or a car. You're always very hesitant to go through, you know, that intersection.
You know, we talk about Chapelboro, and like when you're at Beltry, you don't quite know who the mayor is. Like in the chair you're sitting.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It could be the Chapel Hill mayor. It could be the Carrboro mayor.
Durham's
mayor.
So this is the Floribama of Chapelboro, right?
Exactly.
Is
yeah.
Good. It's a very good place.
Yeah.
It's a really good place. The people are nice. The owner's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we had our kind of pre-wedding event.
Before we got married, we went to Beltry.
Walked into Beltry with like 12 people, and we're like, we are so sorry, but we're just going to take all of your tables.
Yep.
And we did.
They were having a party that night, weren't they?
Yeah,
like their like third, second
it
anniversary
was one
or fourth
of their,
anniversary or
like,
something.
Interestingly enough, it was also their anniversary.
Yeah.
Where they think like they were going to have food outside like, if you wanted it. So go to Beltry. The other option I've got for you is relatively new. Talked about Casual Pint last week. Right next door is Osteria Georgie, what have you.
George.
George's Ostery.
There you go.
Right around the corner. Fantastic food, real great staff. But they've also got on the menu a chocolate Negroni and a white Negroni, but we'll also make you a normal one if you just order one off the menu.
And tell them we sent you.
Yep, Aaron and Brad sent you everywhere.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.